Okay, today is Daf Gimel. So we're on Beis Amud Beis, a few lines from the bottom. But let's go back. We're in the midst of discussing the Pasuk that they learned to tell us that the Kohen, who either the Kohen Gadol on right before Yom Kippur, or the Kohen is burning the Parah Adumah in preparation, requires seven day seclusion from before he does the work. So the Pasuk was, right, so the Pasuk was, where is the pasuk? Kasher asaba yom hazeh, tziva Hashem lasos sechaper lechem lasos. So we said, kasher tziva Hashem lasos sechaper lechem. So we said lasos is the para, and lechaper we're saying is Yom Kippurim. The Gemara is going back and forth to say, well, maybe lechaper doesn't mean Yom Kippurim, maybe it means something else. And there's a different type, a different avoda, or a different time period where the Kohen Gadol would require the 7 day seclusion. So we had said that maybe it should be Shmini Atzeres. So Gemara says it should not be Shmini Atzeres. And then we're now Rav Ashi is going to give another reason why it can't be Shmini Atzeres. Rav Ashi Amar, two lines to the bottom of Beis Amud Beis. Rav Ashi Amar, mi ikamidi, the ikaregel lo boi prisha, tuffle the day boi prisha. How can it possibly be that the ikaregel, that the main part of the holiday, meaning the first 7 days of Sukkot, does not require a Kohen to separate themselves beforehand, and the tuffel the day, but the Atzeres, which is tuffel to it, would require this separation? Where it says, "Vafilu man damer," we say that Shmini. We always say Shmini Tzeres is only on this. It's only on this. Where it says, "Vafilu man damer," Shmini regel b'nei atzma. Even according to the man damer, who says that Shmini Tzeres is its own separate holiday, has its own identity. We say, "Hani mili v'inyan pesher kashav." That's only for these six things, which we'll list in a second. About the inyan tashlumim, but when it comes to tashlumim, meaning if I missed the carbon for Sukkot and I can make it up, tashlumim derishon hu. You can make it up even all the way to Shmini Atzeres, meaning it's still part of the Sukkot holiday, right? Rashi says, Tashlumin Derishon Hu, Rashi towards the middle of the bottom third of the short lines, Alma Tafel Didehu, meaning it's subservient, it's a corollary to Sukkot, right? The Tanan, the Hatanan, we have a Mishnah that says, Misha lo chag b'yom tov harishon shel chag, whoever didn't bring, I guess, the chag, which is the chagiga of Yontif, or didn't bring his obligations on the first 6 days of Yontif, he can continue bringing it the rest of Yontif, right? Chogeg v'holeg kol regel kulo, v'yom tov acharon shel chag. He can go all the way till the end of Sukkot. So you see that Shmini Atzeres, at least regarding the Karbanos, which is, I guess, one of the ikar parts of the Yontif, Shmini Atzeres is a corollary, it's tafel to Sukkot. So you can't tell me that Shmini Atzeres is going to require a pre-show when Sukkot does not. So what is Pesher Keshev? So Rashi says, Linyan Pesher Kesef, so Pais is Pais, right? So Pais La'atzmosh Ein Pais, there's a special, on Sukkot, the Gemara on Sukkot talks about how they divvied up the Hakrovas Karbonos on Sukkot, and Shmini Atzeres was not part of that divvy. There was its own separate lottery system for that. Zman La'atzmo, Rashi says, is Levarach She'echiyonu. Regal La'atzmo, it says, She'ein Shein Chag of Sukkot Lov. It's not called Sukkot, it's called Shmini Atzeres, right? Carbon la'atzmo, Rashi says, she'ein carbono shavu l'kol sha'ar yimosachag. It's not like all the other yamin tovim, all the other rest of the yantif. Because she'kulam par merubim ve'ilim shnayim ve'yudal kvasim. All of them has a lot of cows, a lot of ilim, 14 kvasim. And here, when it comes to Shmini Atzeres, it's only one. Well, the rest of the yantif represents the 70 umos. That's why I have all the carbonos. Shmini Atzeres is specifically a private holiday between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Bnei Yisrael. So therefore, it's par echad ayel achal v'shiva kvasim. Now, Shir Liatzmo, Rashi says, She'ein Shiro Shav L'chol Shar Shiros Me'achag. It's not similar. The song that you sing, the Shir Shayom, is not the same as all the, this is not the same motif as all the other Shiros that are said on Yontif. Rashi says, the end, V'lei Perishu Lano Ezu Shiro. He doesn't know what the Shir actually was, but it had a different Shir. Right, and Minhagei Agra, each day has its own shir. You don't do the shir shoyom or your yishon or shen or shlishi. When it comes to Yontif, especially on Sukkot, they have their own special shir shoyom for each day. Bracha la'atzmo. Right now, the last one is bracha la'atzmo. Is bracha shayim mevarchim mitfilas chayei hamelech, that they used to make some sort of bracha to pray for the life of the king. He had the mufurish b'tosefta the sukkah. Why? Because b'yom hashmini shalachas ha'am v'yivarchus hamelech. Way back when. Originally, when they built the base of Middash, that's the day that Shlomo Melech sent them away. They made a bracha for the king. So Shmini Atzeres is a special day that had the bracha for the king. What? Would be. But I wonder if they had everybody come up to say the name, or everyone said the name by their seat. So, depending on how much time they wanted to go through. Right? So they definitely did for the government, but I don't know. So that's what Tosfos says. That's what Rashi says. Tosfos says that maybe that bracha b'pnei atzmo. There's another sheet that a bracha b'pnei atzmo. Top Tosfos says bracha b'pnei atzmo. There meaning b'yom shmini chag atzeres. In the bracha itself, you mention shmini atzeres, but you nusach shmini chag atzeres. You mention nusach shmini atzeres achag. That's a different machlokas. But they mentioned the bracha. And so there, if that's the bracha, if that is the bracha b'pnei atzmo, so what's and then carbon and then regal atzmo. Then Rabbeinu Tam says the bracha b'nei atzmo is that in benching and in tefillah you say its own thing, and the rega b'nei atzmo who then would say that it requires lina. If you bring your carbon, you're required to sleep overnight. Okay, just to go through. At the bottom, it's interesting. Rabbeinu Tam, last two lines of this long tosos, says Rabbeinu Tam yosef b'mariv shalo. Rabbeinu Tam made some sort of, I guess, yotros or some sort of something to say in mariv. That Shmini, he says, Shmini Kodesh Lelina, Shmini, using the Shitasa, that Shmini has a Kedusha that you require to sleep over when you bring the Karban, Ushloshim Yidchom Kasher Aveli Minachem, it's also Docha Shloshim, he says, that Shmini Tzeres is Docha Shloshim, but Tos says it's not really Docha Shloshim Legamre, it rather just counts for 7 days. It's only a question for 7 days. Okay. So that, basically, that was just a side point, sidebar about Shmini Tzeres, but the main thrust of the Gemara was, that it can't be, you can't tell me that the Pasuk is coming to tell you that the Kohen Gadol needs seclusion for 7 days prior to Shmini Atzeres, because how can you be secluded on a couple holiday and not be secluded for the Iker holiday? Okay, so Shmini Atzeres is out the window. So the Eima Atzeres, so maybe it is Atzeres. What's Atzeres? Atzeres is not Shmini Atzeres. Atzeres is Shavuos. Maybe it's Atzeres. Why? Because Shavuos has some of the qualities that we mentioned. Why? The Prisha Shiva Yom Echadu. Because you... We said we wanted to make it similar to the times of the Mishkan where you separated for 7 days for the purpose of one day. Well, it's perfect. Shavuos, you'll separate for 7 days for the purpose of one day Shavuos. There's only one day in Shavuos, right? So Amar Rabbi Ava, Rabbi Ava says no, not the case, because donim par echad v'ayel echad mi par echad v'ayel echad lafuke tzeres t'shnei elim ninu. How many rams were brought? How many ayelim were brought? So when it came to the Chanukah HaMishkan, when it comes to Yom Kippur, there's only one. When it comes to Shavuos, there are two. They come with the Lech HaLapon. There are two. So you can't want to make it as close as you can be to the Zman of HaKamas HaMishkan. Shavuos is out the window because the Karban's not the same. The person says, wait a second. But that's a machlokus is how many it brought on Yom Kippur. It may suffer from the same disqualification that Shavuos did. Meaning, that's all fine and dandy according to the one who says that on Yom Kippur, we only brought one ayo. Ella Lamanda Amar Shnei Elim Ninu, but according to one who says on Yom Kippur, two Elim are brought. Ma'ikla Meimar. What are you going to say? You're going to say you can't compare it to Shavuos because they're two Elim, and you compare it to Yom Kippur? Well, Yom Kippur also had two Elim. How do we know that? Titania, with the following Brisa. Rebbe Omer, again, because the Isle of Yom Kippur is mentioned in two parshios. It's mentioned in Achrimos, and it's mentioned again in Pinchas. So is the Isle mentioned in Achrimos and Pinchas the same one? Or is it one for mentioned there and one mentioned there because it's two? So the Gematz Machlokas. Rebbe Omer, Rebbe says, Ayel Echad Hua Omer Khan, Hua Omer Chumash Pekudim. The one mentioned here, meaning the main thrust of the Yom Kippur narrative, which is in Achrimos, that's the same Ayel mentioned in Chumash Pekudim. It's mentioned in Numbers, the Book of Numbers. So that is, that's Bamidbar. So it's the same, there's only one, so that's fine. But Rebbe Eliezer, Rebbe Shimon Omer, Shnei Elim Heim. There are two Elim. Right? Echad Amar Khan, the Echad Amar Mechumash HaPikudim. So there are two. So you're telling me that you can't compare the Akamas HaMishkan to Shavuos because Shavuos had two Elim. Yom Kippur also has two Elim, according to Rabbi Elazar Rav Shimon. So Gemara says, no. That's not. The difference, there's a big difference. Afilu Tema, you can even say Rabbi Elazar Rav Shimon. Because Hassam, there, when it comes to the Shnei Elim on Yom Kippur, you would say, Chad L'Chovas Hayom, V'Chad L'Musafim. There's only one of the Elim is brought for a special korban for the day. One is brought for the korban musaf, an additional korban. But for the chovos that are part for the day, why is it a musaf, a chovos yom? Musaf is different because musaf applies to many days. And on other korban, on Yom Tovim, they also have certain korbanos that are specific towards it. So you say only one ayel is specific towards for the Yom Kippur. And the other ayel is for the musafim. Lafukim atzeres, they come to act different than Shavuos, they're tarvayu chovos hayom ninu. Because those are both Chovas Hayom, and it's Rashi. Right, the Chovas Hayom because they both spoke with the Shnei Alecha, with the Lechem upon, with the Shnei Alecha. That's not a musaf. They're both chovas hayom. So it's Rashi. Rashi says hasam chad lechovas hayom. Right, the first wide line. Hahu the achrimos. The ayel mentioned achrimos. That's chovas hayom. The eno kori musaf. That's not called the kori musaf. Right, below ksiv hasam milvad olas haboker kedeksiv becholam musafim. Whenever we talk about the musaf, we say milvad olas haboker. It's another korban tamid, basically. It's part of the korban that ritual. This doesn't say that in achrimos. Milvad olas haboker demashma zem mosif al davar yom v'yomo. Typically, korban musaf adds to what's brought every single day, but the one in achrimos doesn't have that, so it's part of the chovas hayom. That comes lafuke at seres the tarvayu chovas hayom ninu lechovas shteil lechem, because the two ayil become for the shteil lechem. Ksiv, it says there, v'chratim alechem ve'ilim shnayim uvechovos hayom demiluim ayil echad hu dahave. And when it comes to the chovas hayom and the miluim, when it came to Hakamas HaMishkan, it was a chovas hayom. So there's one ayil chovas hayom in Hakamas HaMishkan. There's one ayil chovas hayom in Yom Kippur. There are two ayilim chovas hayom in Shavuos. So one and one. That's what we're going to compare with. So now we knocked out. We basically knocked out Shavuos. So we're just going through the whole list. So then the Gemara says, okay, fine. How about the Ema, right, fourth to last line on Gimel Amud Aleph, trying to figure out why do we saying that that pasuk comes to tell us that you need seclusion of the Kohen Gadol 7 days before Yom Kippur. Maybe you need seclusion for the Kohen Gadol 7 days before Rosh Hashanah. The Ema Rosh Hashanah also the Prisha Shivul Yom Echadu, because our problem was we wanted to have a 7 day seclusion for a 1 day holiday. Well, that's what you have at Rosh Hashanah. I mean, Midoraisa, before you had the Sakal of Yom Bashir and the Golden Gemaras, so it was also only 1 day, right? So he says, Amar Rabbi Yavo answers, no, you can't compare it, because Donin, Parva Ayo Shalom, Vi Parva Ayo Shalom, La Fuke Atzeres, Rosh Hashanah, De Tzibor Ninil. There's a difference. Who's bringing, whose pocket is the funds coming to bring these the Paran Ayo? On the Chanukah HaMishkan, and when it comes to Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol brought it from his own pocket. When it comes to Rosh Hashanah, and I guess here at Tzeres, the funds come from the Tzibur. Right? Rashi says, Donin Pariach Shalom, Demiluim Shalohu. It comes from his. Kedichsev, it writes, Kach Lecha, Ego. You take for yourself. There's also one that's his, that and Yom Kippur. Right? Bezosia Bo Arnal Kodesh, Beparbim Kakar. You know, so he's supposed to come, he brings a carbon for his own self and his own family. So that has to be from his own funds. So we make a comparison between those 2 days. Lafuket says Rosh Hashanah did Tzibur Ninil. The Gemara says wonderful, but there's a machlokas regarding that also.
The problem is we're not comparing apples and apples. What we're doing is we're pulling at any type of differentiation that there is between anything else. If you spend 5 minutes, you can find a difference of every single other thing, no matter what. How you do it?
All right. I think at the end the Gemara is going to sort of deal with that at the end of the sukkah. So honey, chalaman damer kach lecha mishalcha. That's all fine. There's a machlokas when kach lecha means take from your own funds, but there are those who say that kach lecha doesn't mean take from your own funds. And if that's the case, that means everything is brought from the tzibur. So this whole difference is thrown away. So honey, chalaman damer kach lecha mishalcha means from you, and vaasei lecha mishalcha means from you. El Lamanda Omer Mishal Tzibor, but according to my number, it says the Kachacha and Aselacha also means take from the Tzibor. It's a different drasha from those words, right? So Ma'ik Lamemar. Then again, so it should work for Rosh Hashanah. At Saras, I don't know why you add in here. At Saras doesn't work because you had the problem, the previous, you know, knockout punch. But here, there's no knockout punch for Rosh Hashanah. So the Gemara says, right? So the Tanya, because now again we'll go. The Gemara says, bring that there is a Manda Omer. Now we'll explain where that Manda Omer is from. This sign, we have the following brisa: Kach lecha mishalcha, ve'asei lecha mishalcha. If it says kach lecha or asei lecha, that means from your own, right? But v'yikhu elecha, if it says v'yikhu elecha, mishal tzibor, that means it comes from the tzibor. V'yikhu elecha. Where is that pasuk? No, I don't know. V'yikhu elecha, v'yikhu, I guess in plural, right? So he says it's in plural, that will come from the Tzibor. Divrei Rabbi Yoshia, what? Okay, Divrei Rabbi Yoshia. Those are the words of Rabbi Yoshia. But Rabbi Yonas and Omer, he says, no. Ben kachacha, ben v'yikhu elecha, mishal Tzibor. Whether it's singular or plural, it means it still comes from the Tzibor. So why is it saying singular? So umad tamon lomer kachacha, this is difficult. Kavayochel, it is as if Hashem is saying to Moshe, Mishalcha, and he wrote to Yosef Mishalahem. Don't tell them, but if they're going to bring it from them, I would prefer it come from you. which is interesting because you never say, you know, why is
most of us weren't bringing it anyway.
Yeah, but and also why is Hashem saying that I don't want it from them? I'm just bring it from them. I'd rather it come from you. I mean, look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Ani shamati im hayatzibur yochel tzkaper bishal yochel ayitzir rotsa." If it could be possible that tzibur can get kapara via one person, I would want it, and I'd want it from you. And Bani Omer lefisha dover kasha hu lomer. Rashi said it's difficult to say that Shekhanesh Baruch Hu kates katz be Yisrael, but Omer, right, that he hasn't discussed it by the Kabbalah of Kal Yisrael. So therefore, kavayachol kolom, right, it says, that's where the pasuk says, kavayachol. Kavayachol means it's not literal, right? Kavayachol kolomer al korchenu yomer kain, ki ilu efzer lomer kain, it kain kavayachol chabashas. Every kavayachol means it's difficult to say. But bottom line is, he holds that kachlecha means still comes from the tzibur. So kachlecha comes from the tzibur, we have a problem, why is Rosh Hashanah knocked out? Okay, still has, right, Rosh Hashanah should like, it's still a preparation, a 7-day, could be a 7-day preparation for a 1-day holiday. And there's no distinction about where the funds are coming from. So, Abba Chanan Omer, he says, Mishum Rebbe Lazar, oh no, before we get to that, he says, Abba Chanan Omer, Mishum Rebbe Lazar, Kasav Echad Omer, one pasuk says, Vasisa Licha Aron Eitz, right, for yourself, right, so that should see it comes from the singular, because of Echad Omer, Vasu Aron Atzei Shitim. So Haketzad, how can that be? I think the answer could be that we learned in Shkolim that there was a machlokas with how many aronos there were. So maybe there were multiple aronos. One was made by the individual, by an individual. One was made by the tzibur. But he answers differently. He says, "Kam bisman she'ain osim ritzon shel makom." "Kam bisman she'ol osim ritzon shel makom." "Kam bisman she'ain osim ritzon shel makom." So also the same thing. If it's we're doing ratzon Hashem, so Hashem says it comes from us. But if we're not doing ratzon Hashem, Hashem says, "Moshe, you don't know when he made it for me." The special bond that Hashem has with Moshe, that's the same idea expressed here. So the Gemara says, so ad kan lo pligi ella bekichos to alma v'asios to alma. Now the machlokas, we're going to prove that the kach lecha that we're talking about by Yom Kippur and the para, everyone agrees it talks about individual. He said kach lecha means it doesn't. It depends on how the kach lecha is used in the context. So ad kan lo pligi ella bekichos to alma v'asios to alma. For example, kichos to alma means kach lecha samim. Take the spices to make the ketores. Asiyas to alma is asay lecha shtei chatzot shel kesef. You know, make the two silver trumpets. Aval hanach, but in our case, kach lecha and asay lecha, it's pirushika b'farish. It's explaining the pasuk. You need it to explain the pasuk. Because you see in the psukim, they talk about bringing stuff, and they specifically say that Aaron to bring stuff. Well, why are you doing that? Or the other way around. Let's say Aaron brings stuff, and specifically the tzibur should bring stuff. Why are you doing that? Because that way you explain the pasuk that everything else was from the tzibur, but this specifically is coming from Aaron. Right? So how does that work? Avalhanas Prusha coming first, the Mishal Chahu. Because Bim Miluim, when it came to Miluim, Michdi Ksiv. Let's see what's written. It's written, right, the full pasuk, Yom Hashem Aaron, Kacha, Egel Bim Bekar, Lichatas, right, Va'ayel Ola, Tzmi V'Hakav Le'Hashem. And then it says, Ve'el B'nei Yisrael, Tidaber Le'mor, Kichus Yerizim Lichatas. And then it says again, right, it says that's how it goes. So Vayomer El Aaron, it says Ksiv El Bnei Yisrael to Daber Leimor Kichus Yerizim Lechatos, and it says beforehand Vayomer El Aaron Kachlecha Egel Ben Bakar Lechatos. So Lamli, why do I need that? B'Shma Mina Kachlecha Mishlechahu. It's a contradistinction to what comes later in the pasuk. Later in the pasuk is to be taken from the funds of Bnei Yisrael. Therefore, the beginning of the pasuk is Kachlecha that comes from your own funds. And that's by the Miluim. So it came specifically from Aaron's funds. And then it says, and Biyom HaKippurim, when it comes to Yom Kippur, Michtei Ksiv, it says, Bezos Yavo Aaron El HaKodesh, V'par B'Mekar L'Chatas. Right, with this Aaron should come. Right, that's the beginning. Bezos Yavo Aaron El HaKodesh, V'par B'Mekar L'Chatas V'Ayel Ola. And then it says, the next pasuk says, Umeis Adas B'nei Yisrael, Yikach Shnei Se'irim. From B'nei Yisrael, you should take the following things. Right, Adas B'nei Yisrael, Yikach Shnei Se'irim, Yizim L'Chatas, V'Yikrivis HaPar HaKodesh Sheshalo Lomli. Why do we need that? Shma Mina. High, low, mishalo. That the low beforehand, right? Vizosi avo aron lakodesh. In other words, it says low. I guess should it be lacha? Vizosi avo aron lakodesh prepar ben makar lechatas v'ayelola. Oh, then it says later, v'hikriv aron sapar lechatas v'shalo. That's the next pasuk. So low would mean specifically for him, in distinction to what it says for B'nai Yisrael. So here everyone agrees. Back up There's a distinction between there's a distinction between Rosh Hashanah and the Chanukah HaMishkan, and therefore there's no seclusion. It can't be that Kohen Gadol secludes himself 7 days before Rosh Hashanah.
Who's sequestered before Miluah? Just Aaron or his sons?
The sons, Aaron and the sons. Whoever's doing the Avodah is sequestered. So Yom Kippur, the only person doing the Avodah is the Kohen Gadol, so he's sequestered.
We're learning from Miluah.
So right.
Sequestered the whole family?
I think so.
How did they even get wine? They drank, they sequestered the thing.
Well, they did it on the day of the Chanukah Mizbeach. That's right. The day they were let free. So they took to the Nesachim. There was stuff was brought on the Mizbeach. There was wine being brought everywhere.
And nobody said that it's a one-shot deal, and this is something that goes on every year, and we compare it to
one-shot. So Gemara talks about things like similar.
There's no compassionate question to have the Pesach and everything else.
We did Pesach.
We did Pesach?
The beginning, yesterday. First of all, it was Pesach and Sukkot.
Always start Pesach first.
They said, well, maybe it's Pesach, maybe it's Sukkot. They didn't know which one. I mean, just choose which one. And then the Gemara says, no. Yeah, the Gemara says. No, it was both. He says, "Ve'ema regel echad, one of the regalim. V'chi teim lo yidan haminayu ichag amatzos. Hol the possible kasa tchila ichag sukkos hol meruva mitzvah." So we talked about the beginning on base and base, right? It's ichag amatzos, not ichag pesach. Because it's talking about the real holiday. Okay, so that's so the Gemara says. So that Gemara says, Ravina doesn't give a different answer. Ravina doesn't give an answer that seems to answer everything. Tosfos asks, why didn't we answer this to begin with? Ravina Amar done in avodah b'kohen gadol may avodah b'kohen gadol. It's what you were alluding to. The avodah done at Chanukah Samizbeah at the Mishkan was done by the Aaron. The avodah done on Yom Kippur was done by the Kohen Gadol. Lafuke kulu, right? He says done in avodah b'kohen gadol may avodah b'kohen gadol. Lafuke kulu kushiyason the lav avodah b'kohen gadol. All these other kashas that we had. I skipped it.
Rabashi.
Oh, so Rabashi, okay, that's Ravina. Rabashi Amar done in parlechatas v'ayil olah. We parlechatas v'ayil olah. Lafuki Rosh Hashanah matzeres v'ayil olos ninu. There's another answer why it's not considered to same as Rosh Hashanah. Look at the korbanos. When it came to Yom Kippur and the Chanukah Samizbeach, the Chanukah Samishkan, you had a parlechatas and ayil olah. Rosh Hashanah matzeres, they both brought la olos. So it's different. The two hours. Next. Ravina Amar done in avodah b'kohen gadol may avodah b'kohen gadol lafuki kul kushiyasan the avodah b'kohen gadol ninu. Simple answer answers everything in one fell swoop. Yeah. All the other holidays is done by kohanim, regular kohan kelo hedjot and Chanukah and the Yom Kippur is done by kohen gadol. The Igad Amrim, some say Amar Ravina done in avodah tchila may avodah tchila. We do some sort we do an inauguration ceremony from one inauguration ceremony to another inauguration ceremony. Right, lafugi hani hilav tchila ninu. The exclude all of the yom tovim. That's not an inauguration ceremony. What's the inauguration? What's the initial part? Because the first time they went to the kachay kachim. What was the answer? They went to the kachay kachim.
Ever?
Yeah.
Every Yom Kippur though.
Yom Kippur is the first time. Yom Kippur in the midbar was the first time that they went into the kachay. So you're judging Chanukah came first, and that for the doros. Now that has the rule for the doros. So my tchila, what does tchila mean? Tchila means that it's done by the Kohen Gadol. Well, then that's Ravina's answer. That's the original answer. So ela avoda tchila b'makom, they avoda tchila b'makom. That doesn't help us so much. Let's read Rashi. So Rashi says tchila b'makom, about halfway in the short lines. Yom Kippurim yesh. What's the base? Yesh bo avoda lifnai lifnim. Shebiyom hakipurim harishon, the first Yom Kippur, haisatchila b'makom shekodu lekein lo nichnas adam sham la'avoda. It was the first time any avoda was done in the Kodesh Kodashim. Biyom hashmini l'miluim, haisavoda tchila b'mizbeach hachitzon. It should be, that was the first time also. So the first Yom Kippur is modeled after the Chanukah Samizbeach. It was the first time there was an inauguration. First time we used the entire Mishkan, and the first time we used the Kodesh Kodashim. So it'll plot the Lodoros. Any time that you're doing a ceremony which involved sometime in history an inauguration, that's the time we need separation. Right, then Rashi asks, what about the fact that the imbishvil shashimish Moshe kol shivas yimei meluyim? Well, Moshe was doing all the avoda for the 7 day meluyim, right? Again, maybe he was inside. Also, ein kri avoda etzel avos chachanim. That wasn't really chachanim. That was like a shas. That was just for that time. Shehu belavos big de kahuna b'shal Moshe b'cholak lavan. He was wearing a white garment. It was only l'sha. You can have it, cake and eat it too. You certainly can. You certainly can.
Well, it was a 12-1.
Right. Right.
I think
it was practice, right? Yeah, basically. Okay, so that was, that's the first cheetah. Now we're gonna change around a little bit. The Kiyasa Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came, right, Rav Dimi came, right, last Shkolim, Rav Dimi was going back to Eretz Yisrael here, now Rav Dimi is going from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. So Kiyasa Rav Dimi, Amar Rav Yochanan Masni Chada, Rav Yochanan learned one, meaning the pasuk that we just spent all this time explaining. Right, this passage that we just spent all this time explaining is Kasher Satab Bayom Hazeh Tzivah Hashem Lasos the Kaper Aleichem. So he only learned that if only to declare exclusion for one case. That's what Rabbi Shuben Levi says Rabbi Yochanan learned. And that's what Rabbi Dimi said Rabbi Yochanan said. And Rabbi Shuben Levi Masni Tarti. Rabbi Shuben Levi said Rabbi Yochanan learned Teruk, meaning he learned both Parah Aduma and Yom Kippur. But Rabbi Dimi says Rabbi Yochanan only learns the separation for Yom Kippur, right? Rav Yochanan Masi Chada Lasos Lechaper Elu Masi Yom Kippur, right? Rav Shub, right? That's who says once that you need it for. That should be Rav Shub and Levi. That should be. Rav Shub and Levi Masi Tarti. Rav Yochanan Masi Chada Lasos Lechaper Elu Masi Yom Kippur. Rav Shub and Levi Masi Tarti Lasos Elu Masi Para Lechaper Elu Masi Yom Kippur. So it's Machlokas where Rav Yochanan, when he learned the pasuk, he learned the pasuk to require seclusion for both Maisa Parah Aduma and Yom Kippur, or just for Yom Kippur. No, we learned about what the pasuk said. It was Xavier Shava 2. It was a learning from here, from the Mishkan. Does Lasos Lechaper, does Lasos mean Parah and Lechaper mean Yom Kippur, or does Lasos Lechaper mean both Yom Kippur? Xavier Shava? I'm not familiar with Xavier Shava. No, it says Kasher also be Yom Hazeh Tziva Hashem Lasos L'chaper Aleichem Lasos Elu Maase Parah L'chaper Elu Maase Yom Kippurim. I think if you see it, let me know. I don't know. So that's so Gemara says, but the Gemara asks differently. So basically, according to the Man D'Amar who says that Rabbi Yochanan only learns that the seclusion required for Yom Kippur, not for Parah Aduma. Well, what about our Mishnah? Because the Rabbi Yochanan Masni Chada. V'ha'anantnan, shivas yomim, kod yom kippurim, v'shivas yomim, kod nisrefis apara. Right, ha'anantnan, shivas yomim, kod yom kippurim, v'shivas yomim, kod nisrefis apara. We have a mission that says 7 days before Yom Kippur, and a mission that says 7 days before Parashas Apara. So how are you arguing? How are you arguing? So he says, no, the one about para is ma'ilav almahu. That's only ma'ilav almahu. That's only just to, Rashi says, v'pnei akal sheikilav alatami v'dasako in ha'sofra osu b'malas b'rabos. Like we said before, they say that we use a kalim that aren't mekabel tuma because we're going to specifically be metame this kohen and make him a tevul yom. So you had other requirements to make it the people won't be mezazel, which required separating. So this is a ma'ala ba'alma. Okay, fine. V'ha amar Rav Niumei. But wait a second, didn't Rav Niumei bar Chilkia amar Rav Machsa bar Aidi amar Rav Yochanan? Now this is a member in the name of Rav Yochanan say kasher asa bayom hazet tziva shem lasos. L'chaper aleichem, lasos elu masi para, l'chaper elu masi yom kippurim. Wait a second, we have a clear memory that says Rav Yochanan says the pasuk learned after two. So does Rav Yochanan learn both from the pasuk, or only one from the pasuk? So Gemara answers, ahu dirabye. Now this last one about learning both Parah Aduma and Yom Kippur, requiring seclusion midoraisa, that's b'shem his Rebbe. But himself, he held that you only require the seclusion for Yom Kippur. How do we know that? The chiasa Ravin, when Ravin came, right, so Ravin and... Right, because it was Ravin and Radimi used to come back and forth. So Radimi came with a report from Rabbi Yochanan. Now Ravin's coming with the report from Rabbi Yochanan. The Chiasa Ravin, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Yishmael, in the name of Rabbi Yishmael, Lasos, right, it's Rabbi Yochanan, in the name of Rabbi Yishmael, his Rebbe, Lasos Elu Maisei Parah, L'chaper Elu Maisei Yom Kippurim. So Rabbi Yishmael is the Rabbi Yochanan, when he says both, he's quoting his Rebbe. When he says one, it's himself. So wait a second. His Rebbe is Rabbi Yishmael, is a Tana. How's he arguing? Tosos asks, right? He says, "Derabi Yehu dechi asa Ravin." So, having much, you could have instead of saying this, you could have answered, "Treyam Oraim Alidu Rabbi Yochanan." There were two different mesoros. But the Gemara doesn't answer that. So the Tosfos says, "Havimatzu leMeimar Amori Ninhu Baliba Rabbi Yochanan B'Tuba Ika B'Hashas." You have different places in Shas that say that. V'Chi Aser of Dima, V'Chi Aser of Dimi Aser LeFlugi Amoral Chelafonov. Because Rabbi Yochanan often comes to argue and he says, "Let's take Trei Amorayim." But here the reason is different: is we have a Masora that Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Rabbi Shmuel. So once we know that Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Rabbi Shmuel, we can just say that the answer is his name and his Rebbe's name. He says, "All right." Elamishum da ashach behedja. The Rabbi Yochanan mishmei Rabbi Shmuel amar lahachim mishani hachi. That's why you answer it our way. Now we ask the question we asked before. Im tomar Rabbi Yochanan hechin palig Rabbi Shmuel shuutana. We don't say Rabbi Yochanan tana hu palig. We say Ratana hu palig. Rabbi Yochanan. We don't say that. How can he argue on Rabbi Shmuel?
He's a little
bit safer. What? Who? Yeah, but Rav learned more, I guess, in the base matters of Rebbe. He has more of that status. So he says, "V'yesh lomar mishum da ashkach brisa lekamon the tani kavasei." You can say maybe because tomorrow's daf find a brisa that seems to go according to Rav Yochanan Shita. Therefore, he's going to say, "I hold like that brisa." And also, Tosa says in the bottom, "Inami yesh lomar mitkam Rav Yochanan shmei Rabbi Shmuel." Since he says specifically name Rabbi Shmuel, "Michlad Rabbanan peligalai uvi'il damar karabanan." He basically is saying Rabbi Shmuel said this. But the Rabbanan will say differently. I'm going to hold like the Rabbanan. Figured out a way that he holds like another Tana, that he's not arguing on the Tanaim. So that's all Rav Yochanan's. Right. That's all Rav Yochanan's Shita. Okay. Now that we learn out the seclusion, the Kohen Gadol from the Erev Yom Kippur, from the Hakamas HaMishkan, comes Rav Reish Lakish. Amar Lei Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says to Rabbi Yochanan, "Mehecha Yafos. Where did you learn this from? Mehecha Yafos La. Mimiluim. You learned it from the Miluim. So let's make it all, you know, do it all the way. You know, you go in, go all the way. Ima Miluim kol hakasu behen ma'ake behen. Everything that was done in Miluim was ma'ake. It was b'diavad. You had to do it this way. So af hachanami kol hakasu behen ma'ake behen. Everything should be ma'ake. Meaning, the seclusion for 7 days should be a prerequisite. It should be a requirement. V'chi teima hachanami. And you say, you're right, hachanami, you have to seclude it. If you don't do it, the avodah is no good. Patnan, we have another, the end of the mission says, Umaskina lo kohen acher. We just prepare another kohen gadol. But v'lokatanim afrishin. We don't separate another kohen gadol. Let's say the first kohen gadol gets his wife dies, or his wife dies and give another wife. He becomes tamei. You just take the other guy and you put him in his place. But he wasn't separated for 7 days, right? V'chi teima, you may say my maskina mafrishin. That maskina means you separate him. Then just use two different words in the Mishnah. Lesnei o edi misakin o edi mafrishin. If they mean the same thing, the fact that one kohen you use mafrishin, the other you use maskinin, means that one you separate, one you don't. Meaning separation is not an absolute requirement, which means your limud from the miluim is not good.
Why did you just say how far can you go? Maybe
he doesn't answer yet. Maybe I didn't see what the answer is going to be. Maybe because the difference is the first one has to be is the first one is ma'akev, the next one is not ma'akev. Could be. So amrlei. So instead, for now, Rabbi Yochanan says back to him, amrlei mar mehecha yalifla. Where do you learn it from? Where do you learn it from that you have to require the 7 day separation? So Amar Reish Lakish says misinai. I learned it from when we went to Har Sinai. Rashi says. That Moshe Rabbeinu separated himself before he went up to Har Sinai. Diksiv, because the pasuk says in Shmos, "Vayishkon Kvod Hashem al Har Sinai, Vayichaseyu Ha'anon Sheishes Yamim, Vayikray al Moshe Vayom Hashvim Mitoch Anon." The cloud was there for 6 days. On the seventh day, he called Moshe and he came in. So he waited these 6 days. We'll deal with it. 6 days, 7 days. Tomorrow we'll deal with that. So Vayiseyu Anon Sheishes Yamim, Vayikray al Moshe Vayom Hashvim. Right, Michti Ksiv by Krayo Moshe by Yom Hashvi. It already says that he called Moshe on the seventh day. If you call him on the seventh day, that means he was there 6 days previously. So why does he have to say he was there for 6 days previously? You already know it. So Mas Sheshes Yomim Zeh. What is Sheshes Yomim? Sorry, Mas Sheshes Yomim Zeh Bona Av. That's a binyan Av. Shekol Hanichnas Machne Shchina. Whoever's going to enter Machne Shchina, Ton Prisha Shisha, requires to be separated for 6 days. Machlokes Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish is basically what's the purpose of the separation? According to Rav Yochanan, it's a preparation. Right, paraduma. Anytime you prepare to do an avoda, this certain type of avoda, you have to separate. According to Reish Lakish, it's anytime you're encountering the Shechina, encountering the divine. It's a different approach of how you're doing it. So he says it's tongue prisha. So Gemara says, wait a second, you need prisha for six. V'ha'anan tanan shiva. V'ha'anan shiva tanan. You need separation for 7 days. So he says no. Masnizin Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, because our Mishnah goes Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, dechayish letumas beso, because he's chayish that maybe if he has to have the extra day, because if he had Bia with his wife, and she was a Nida, so then he was a Bola Nida, and he gets too much Shiva. Tosfos asks, okay, that's the case. That's reason enough. What do you need the reason for entering the Shekhinah from Har Sinai? The reason being is maybe he's going to separate him for 7 days, so he doesn't have Bia with his wife, who could be part of...
Separated for 3 days anyway.
Separated for...
He did separate, didn't they?
Who?
By the original one.
They separated for 3 days, but Moshe waited 6 days before he went up.
Separated already.
Who?
Was Moshe separated already by then?
Yeah, no, but he's talking about... our mission says you need 7 days.
Right.
So you said six, our mission says seven. The 7 days is in case the Kohen Gadol has relations with his wife.
Yeah, I said that.
Okay.
They bring the original
point
which he was already separated.
Not me did this. That was a, I think that may have been later. I think
so
that may have been later.
The questions we had in the comparison to Miluim.
It's off.
It's off now.
Because we're not learning from the Miluim.
I know, so they're for Pesach and for Sukkot and for this.
But Pesach and Shana, you don't work into the Kodesh Kodashim. You don't go into the Shekhinah. The Shekhinah is in the Kodesh Kodashim. The only time you're entering into the Shekhinah is Yom Kippur. So he says, any time you.
I have Paraduma.
Maybe he doesn't hold the power of Duma. That's not part of the limud yet. It's a totally different limud.
Well, that would have been a great answer in the first place.
What?
Separate the Kohen Gadol for 7 days in case of this reason that might have happened.
Right, so Tosas asks next. Tosas says, let's see. He says, Zebon of Kol Nichnas. Tosas says, Tamali, Bishlam Mimulum Gamar Shapir Akhodoros. I understand why from Miluim you can learn for all future generations. Minixiv Behedjuk. It says there, Kasher Saba Yomazesh, Shiva Shem Latos Lachaper. It says, for both future generations. How are you learning that from Har Sinai? Where does it say that you should take from Har Sinai and learn it anywhere else? Right? It says, Elami Sinai Hechi Gamar. How do you learn it? Umidinaka Zeb Bana'av, Mashmami Yisur Dekron Nafik. If you say Bana'av, means there's an extra thing in the Pasuk. What extra is in the Pasuk here? So at the end, Tosu says, anyway, Bahaka Ma Yisur Ika, Venir, the Haka Nami Lo Habit Serach Lemichtav Ella, it should have only written Ella Vayal Moshe El Ahar. Why does it have to say that the cloud covered it for 6 days? Tosas is bothered by it. If you can use a binyan av, you have to have some. Your limud has to be somehow transmit to the rest of the generations. So by the pasuk by Miluim, it says from now on. But whereby Har Sinai is that, can you have a hint that it means for all generations? Is this extra in the pasuk? Okay, fine. I know. Okay, it's a better question.
Better question, Kohen to Kohen.
Right, because that's talking about preparation, as opposed to, like I said, Reish Lakish doesn't talk about its preparation. Reish Lakish's limud is that anytime you're going to encounter the Shekhinah, you're required to separate. Moshe encountered the Shekhinah on Har Sinai, and the Kohen Gadol encounters the Shekhinah when he enters the Kodesh Kodashim. It doesn't do with the Kohen Gadol, it has to do with encountering the Shekhinah. That's why sometimes Lamedus works. You have to try to figure out what the logic is behind it. Okay, Tosas also says, he says, next Tosas, Tamali, according to Rabbi Yeshua ben, right, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, what do I need the 7 day for? And he says, I need 7 days because of the period of Nida. Well, wait a second. Then I'm going to the mikvah, and he's on the 6 day, it's a Tful Yom. Because someone who's Bo'el Nida can do that. And then he's a Tful Yom, and we said a Tful Yom is a Tful Yom should be good for the Avoda. I don't know why. He said a Tful Yom is good for the Parah.
Yeah, it's good for the Parah.
Yeah, I know. Okay, so Gemara says, Tosfos says, Tamali, the Rav Shua ben Beseira, Nami Taski Beshisha Yom Gabi Parah. Should be good for the Parah as well. Came in the Tavol, Tul Yom Kosher, and the Parah, Litli B'tzafri Mashvi, B'Yisrapo, right? So he said, he's only asking for the Parah. The answer is two things. He says, number one, Tosos had the limud yesterday that when we're metame, the person of paraduma, it's only a tumah de rabbanon. Here it's a tumah de rice if you're bo'el nida. And number two, he says, maybe the limud at the end, on the top of a mace, says the limud of the tful yom is only if you're tame a tumah mace. Because that's what the pasuk is talking about by the paraduma. If you have a tumah tumah mace, or a sheretz, learn what the heck is a tumah mace. But bo'el nida is not part of that limud, so it's separate. The Tosos asks that. Okay. Right. So Amra Lei Rav Yochanan the Reish Lakish. So Rav Yochanan says Reish Lakish. Okay, wait a second. You're learning it out from Har Sinai, and I'm learning it out from the Miluim. Right? You're learning it out from Har Sinai, and I'm learning it out from the Miluim. So he says, Amra Lei Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish, Bishlam Aladidi, it works out well to me that I learned it out from the Miluim, the Alfina Miluim, because Hainu Desanya, we have a price that says, Ze Vize Mazin Alav Kol Shiva. right? That on the that zevzeh, which I think means the kohen on Yom Kippur and the kohen the paraduma, they who's preparing the paraduma, they would sprinkle him with all the chatos hayosham, right? You'd sprinkle him with. Rashi gives two quotes. Whether it's every paraduma that was burnt, they would put aside a little bit, and they would sprinkle the kohen gadol, and they would sprinkle the person preparing the paraduma. He would get sprinkled before. And it makes sense why they would sprinkle. Why? Because the habinami hazav b'miluim. Because there was hazav when it came to the miluim, right? El didach. But according to you, the yalfis misinai that you learn out from Sinai, hazav is b'sina mihave. Where was the hazav by Har Sinai? Tosas, what do you mean with the hazav by Har Sinai? Moshe sprinkled blood on them, right? Tosas says. Hazav v'sinai v'im tomar v'havi v'sinai hazos dam k'diksev v'yikach Moshe es adam v'yisrak elam. He sprinkled it onto the nation. So, but there was still hazav. Okay, that's one answer. So he says v'yishlomar also sprinkled lo ha'isav b'shvil tahara. That wasn't a purification. That was dam bris. That wasn't a purification for the kohen getting prepared. It's a purification. Your answer is good too. He sprinkled on the kohen. There was no sprinkling on the kohen then. Maybe the kohen was part of the am, but not within kohen. Okay, I like that too. All right. So he says, so Ella, so Reish Lakish, so let's back to him. Wait a second. El Lidach, the Yalfas Misinai, so El Lidach, Lapa Misinai, Hazob Misinai Yahweh. So Amale, so Reish Lakish says back to him, Ule Tamech, Minichas, they're all good to you as well. Vimiluim, Dam, Hacha, Mayim. In the Miluim, they sprinkle blood, and here you're sprinkling water. Okay. So he says, Halokasha, it's no problem. The Sanya, because they have the Yitani, Rabbi Chia says, Nich nesumayim tachas dam. That water comes in place of the blood. That was, it's assumed, water comes in place of the blood. El didach, but according to you, hazav b'sinai mi have. Who says that there was hazav and har Sinai? So he says, you're right, in the Chanami. The only reason why you're doing hazav for the par is not for the kohen Yom Kippur and the kohen on the paraduma. It's not because you learned it out from anywhere. It's because it's my labama, just to purify them, not learning it out. So I can still learn out much from Sinai. Right? Tosos says, that it's interesting. Tosos says, Nichnasu mayim tachas dam must mean it's not a drasha gemura. It can't be, if you're saying Nichnasu mayim tachas dam, it can't be that your limud nen from the miluim is a legitimate, straightforward, full-fledged limud. The lav legamri drasha gemura hi. Because had the garmi miluim, when we learn that from the miluim, this is what Tosos says, it's el asmachta be'alma. It's only an asmachta, meaning it's only the rabbanon. According to Tosos now, the limud for Rav Yochanan from the miluim means it's only din the rabbanon. It's only the Rabbanah, because the Iker Krah, because the Iker Pasuk of Kasher Asa B'Yom Hazeh is explained like you do today, do it for the next 8 days of the Miluim. Do it for the next couple of days that you're preparing. Not for the future generations. And so therefore he says, and that's how he says Rashi explains the Pasuk in Chumash. The Smachta B'Amuhu, so once it's a Smachta, Hazah Hazah, no big deal. But Tosos now all of a sudden takes Rav Yochanan Shita, and there's Rav Yochanan Shita of learning the Shivas Yomim seclusion for the Voda on Erev on Yom Kippur, and for the Paraduma, it's only going to happen on a Smachta, which means it may only be the Rabban. Interesting. Okay, we'll stop here. Have a great day.